Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hi there. This is the Living in the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. My name is Annie, and I'm in the second year of the Letras course at IBUC UNESP. I'm here to tell you about the most important thing I have learned during the COVID-19 pandemic. I've always heard people talking about this, and I brushed it off and I thought of it as a cliche, but in fact, when I was faced with a difficult situation whose solution relied strictly on me during the quarantine, I learned the importance of distinguishing worry from anxiety while looking at the future. In other words, I found that sometimes the best you can do while struggling is wait for it to pass and simply get through the day. Hopefully, it will get easier as it goes. What brings me to say this is my recent experience with abstinence during the pandemic, when I decided to finally quit smoking after years of being addicted to nicotine. The topic of abstinence is always emphasized with those awful symptoms of withdrawal, and regarding them, I could mention a 2006 article in the Oxford Academic Journal that points out nausea, insomnia, anxiety, irritability, difficulty concentrating, among various other physical effects of the nicotine withdrawal in the body. Now, I felt all of these effects, but dealing with them was not the hardest part for me. They lasted less than a week. I had the horrible headaches and I cried unprovoked at the sound of a lighter, but I never worried about them being permanent. I knew they were temporary, but I had so much anxiety about never feeling satisfied again that it took me almost a month to know that I was okay. I think that we tend to forget that the perspective we have in the present is the lens through which we perceive the future, and besides, the present is always stressful. So when I was going through abstinence and worrying about how I would be in the future regarding the addiction, I would perceive my future self dealing with the same emotions and side effects I was feeling at the moment. Then, of course, the future seemed horrible and the effort I was making to better myself seemed pointless. I recurrently thought that if I were to feel that miserable forever, quitting wasn't worth it. Looking back, it's safe to say that I wasn't being worried, but rather anxious about actually having to face the situation I was in and the commitment I had made. That was the hardest part, and sometimes it still is. With that being said, I think we can apply the same idea to the quarantine situation, in which we pretty much live the same day, every day, doing the same things, in the same space, with the same people. In most days, my routine is getting out of bed to sit in a chair and then leave the chair when it's time to go to bed. In addition to the routine itself, the pressure of being productive and not even successful, but simply forcing ourselves to produce something, makes it so that even the simplest thing loses its meaning. It's suffocating and exhausting and anxiety-inducing, and suddenly, we don't know why we bother. In both situations, and in any painful or stressful situation, the question is, how can I endure this, and live with it, and function in it, if I think of it as everlasting? The answer is, I can't. Nobody can. We would lose the purpose of making the effort to go through it. It's the same answer for both struggles. Now, I'm not saying that we should be more hopeful, or that we necessarily need to make the most out of it, and be productive and be grateful and all of that. What I am saying is that sometimes, in hard times, getting through the day is the best you can do. There was never a better moment to remember this. Thank you for listening. I hope you got something out of it. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PODIBILSI, PAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.